I'm speaking with Rory Kennedy, the last of the children of Robert and Ethel Kennedy, who has made a film about her mother, Ethel Kennedy, simply titled Ethel. Hello, Rory.
Hi, nice to be here.
What made you make this film?
Well, frankly, I was approached by HBO, by Sheila Nevins, to make this film. As you can imagine, as a member of the Kennedy family and a documentary filmmaker, over the years there have been a number of people who have approached me, and I've thought independently about making a film about my family, but I've always resisted the idea, mostly for personal reasons. But Sheila was very both insistent and persistent, and you know, she was such a fan of and is such a fan of my mother's, and I do feel that my mother's story has largely been untold. She hasn't done an interview in about 30 years, and a lot of people don't know her and haven't had exposure to her, and so I do feel that she had something to say and a perspective, and also just a, she's such a great character to kind of share with people. So I asked my mother. I thought she would say no because she really doesn't like talking about herself or being interviewed, and but she said yes, and I know how much, you know, she didn't like the idea of it, but I think she felt that it was probably something that she should do, and I in turn also felt it was something I should do. So we kind of both did it with some amount of resistance, but she was terrific, and you know, she answered all my questions.
Well, I love the way the film opens because you get this sense of humor that the film opens with that obviously emanates from your mother.
Yes, my mother is very funny, as it turns out, and you know, humor was part of, you know, so much a part of kind of the culture of my family, and so in making this film, I really wanted to, and I set out to in part capture that. So hopefully that comes through.
Yes. Now, when you had to sit down with her and finally start rolling, it must have been a difficult feeling to actually have your mother as a subject of an interview and you not really knowing what she was going to say.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think probably for most people, talking to their mother in an interview format is on some level uncomfortable. And I think for me in particular, it was really uncomfortable because my mother just really doesn't – she doesn't like to talk about herself. She doesn't like to reflect on life and emotion. You know, she's not really the ideal candidate for a documentary film in that respect. But that said, I think she was really extraordinary and exceptional as a character for this film because she comes through in such an honest way of who she is and how she goes through the world and, you know, both how she's kind of navigated the good times and the bad throughout her lifetime. And, you know, she's also lived on the forefront of so many incredible moments in our history that I think we as a nation have kind of gone through together, and to hear her perspective on it really for the first time, I hope, provide some sort of insight for folks.
I think the film is a great history lesson, especially for events post 1945. You really revisit all of these major events in American history through her.
Yeah, I think that's true, and that was part of also what I set out to do, is kind of really get her read on these events. One of the issues that came up in making the film is initially I was thinking that it would be more of a present day film about her life today, but then I went through all this archival footage and, you know, in all of these historical events, whether it was, you know, the inauguration or all of the campaign runs from my Uncle Jack's first congressional run to the Senate run to the presidential campaign, you know, from the Hoffa hearings, at every step of the way, my mother was there. In all this footage, she's always there. And then all my siblings are also there.
I know, all the kids are there, too.
So as I went through all this footage, I thought I really got to get their perspective, not just my mother's, but my siblings on what was it like going, you know, to the Hoffa hearings or McCarthy hearings, and to what was it like living through the Cuban Missile Crisis and really being on the front lines of that
and Vietnam and the civil rights movement,
and they don't go back to the Civil War anyway. So, you know, and they were there for all of it, and the kids were there for all of it, and I was the youngest, so I didn't necessarily have that perspective. But to get their insight into it became really clear to me as I went through the archival footage was an important perspective in this film.
You have all these siblings, so you had lots of interview subjects about your mother.
Yes, yes. But I also, you know, I also had access to a lot of experts and people who also lived through these times. But I decided to narrow the focus of the film. One of the things I've learned as being a documentary filmmaker over the years is, you know, trying to narrow the focus is incredibly important, even though it's tempting to throw everything that you possibly can into a film. And, you know, sometimes it's all very exciting and it's hard to make those decisions, but ultimately kind of having that narrowness of focus, I think, provides a unique perspective and more in depth than you would get if you kind of opened it up to a lot of other people. So the film only has my siblings and my mother's voices as well as mine in it. And so in that way, I hope that it comes across as kind of a very intimate portrait of a family who has lived through a lot of historical moments.
And another great resource you have is all of those home movies.
Yes, I was able to really dig through a lot of the old home movies, and it was great to kind of come across footage that I think nobody's ever seen before, as well as photographs. My mother had 16,000 photographs at her house in Hickory Hill, Virginia alone, so we went through each one of those, archived them, documented them, and organized them, and were able to, I think, incorporate them in the film. So that even for people who have studied my family or had firsthand knowledge, I think, I hope that there's something new in this film that they haven't seen before and been exposed to.
Now, your mother was a Skakel from Connecticut, and the Skakels are quite different from the Kennedys.
Yes, my mother grew up initially my grandfather on the Skakel side was actually very poor and uneducated, but he was a very smart man, and he was, as it turned out, a terrific businessman, and so their wealth grew, and he grew to become one of the wealthiest men in America at the time, but very conservative, very Republican background, so there were some differences clearly between the Skakels and the Kennedys in that respect, but they both came from very large Irish Catholic families. They all had a great sense of fun and adventure. The Skakels sometimes took that to a more extreme degree. But, you know, so it's interesting to kind of see this woman this young girl who grew up with no exposure to politics, no real sense of giving back to society, and then meeting my father, falling in love with him, and really being pulled into politics, working on Jack's first campaign and just loving it, really finding it exciting and thrilling. And then, you know, the journey that I think my father and mother really went on together to be exposed to really the hardships that people were facing in this country, and having such a genuine open heart to try to help people and feeling like they could make a difference. And so it's kind of an interesting, I think, arc that she goes through, that's sort of a natural one that the film follows of her life and who she became. And then after my father died, kind of continuing on that legacy and really becoming a human rights activist in and of herself, in addition to having to raise 11 children and a newborn baby myself on her own.
Well, there is a section in the documentary where your mother characterizes the difference between her family and the Kennedys.
The Kennedy household, whether in Brookline or Palm Beach, was very disciplined.
Dinner was at 7:15, and It did not mean 760.
The Skakel home in Greenwich was more chaotic.
And our house, you didn't know whether you were going to have supper at 5 or 10. My brothers were real rascals. For instance, they would take the train to New York, but they never rode on the inside of the train. They always rode on the top of the train. I mean, they made life really fun and interesting and a challenge. And they were plenty scary, too.
Now, you know, there's something about your mother where she gets this kind of – she has her own antics and practical jokes and her own sense of humor, which obviously is reflected in her brother's behavior as well.
Yes. You know, there's definitely, as my brother Chris says at some point in the film, he's talking about my mother kind of in the Hoffa hearings and my mother and father standing up to Jimmy Hoffa and talking about her inner Skakel coming out at that moment because there were so many threats to our family. And, you know, there had been real manifestations of those threats to others, to reporters and such. And it had been a genuinely scary time. But, you know, my mother really showed no fear during that. And she has a real tendency to kind of stand up to authority for what she thinks is right and to stand up, you know, continues to stand up to dictators or whoever she thinks is kind of pursuing a line of reasoning that she doesn't agree with.
There's also the story about her rescuing a horse who was being maltreated, which I thought was interesting. And she sort of broke the rules because she believed that the horse needed help.
That's right. She did. She rode by some horses that had been abused. They were very skinny and malnourished. And she was on a ride with a number of my older siblings. And they all got off their horses and went into the barn and took these horses with them home. But of course, you know, she was the wife of the attorney general. So stealing horses, which at the time was a hanging offense in Virginia, wasn't necessarily it caught the attention of the press. But ultimately she did go to trial and she got off. So
this is an example of it. Yes, right. I can imagine. Now, the very poignant aspect of this story is that your mother was 3 months pregnant with you when we lost your father. So you never knew your father. And there's a certain sadness about that. And yet, Your birth meant so much to your mother at that time, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, clearly it did. And that was one of the things where you kind of, you know, as you go through life, you don't really necessarily think about those moments. But to sit down and sort of reflect back on what that was like for her, you know, was a question I had never asked her. And to kind of understand and appreciate what that meant to her at the time was poignant for me as well.
And when you asked her directly about your father's death, which must have been very difficult for you to do, she didn't respond. She didn't want to respond. She said, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, except I think in that response, there's a lot being said. And sometimes the lack of response in a documentary is the most poignant and meaningful moment. And to me, that moment in the film speaks volumes of my mother and who she is and how she gets through difficult times.
Mm-hmm. And you stayed on a picture of her face after that so you could see her, how she was feeling and thinking.
Yeah. So in that respect, I think that, you know, she's there's a lot revealed in that moment.
Now, your sister, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, also talks in the film about how your mother deals with death, how she dealt with death. And there was so much death in her life because her parents were killed in a plane crash and her husband is killed, his brother is killed. And she talks about how your mother has coped with death.
In certain circles, people deal with death all the time, and they deal with it in different ways. I think how mummy has dealt with death, she's, you know, she does go to mass every day. You will always see her holding the rosary, but she certainly doesn't talk about it, and she doesn't discuss it, and she doesn't reflect on it. She wanted a lot of people around, and I would say not solitude. And I think that's how she got through a lot of the really, really tough things.
A lot of people around, children, family.
Yeah.
That's what made the difference.
Yeah, I think that made a huge difference in her life. And, you know, she obviously had 11 children, and she has a high tolerance for chaos. And within that, you know, she creates a lot of structure. But I think that my mother has a real joy of life and really looks at things through a very positive lens. And she also is deeply, deeply religious, and she has a great sense of faith and belief, and she absolutely believes that, you know, my father is with my Uncle Jack and Uncle Teddy and, you know, all of her family, and that I think there's great reassurance in that for mm-hmm. her that helps her kind of navigate through the difficult times as well.
And it also seems like after your father's death, she does take on more of a leadership role, it said at one point in the documentary. She takes on more causes. She works with you as children to get you connected to the world.
Yeah, I think that, you know, she and my father really kind of came on this mission together when he was alive, and she internalized that, and it really became who she was, and she became her own activist and role model in and of herself, and really rose up to that kind of leadership level, which I witnessed throughout my childhood and continue to today. And, you know, she's really a remarkable woman who continues at the age of 84 to go on protest and to make calls to dictators, to free human rights activists. And she is really an activist at heart. And she really likes, you know, it's kind of in her blood at this point, I think, to really stand up to injustice. And she has a knack for it. It comes very naturally to her, it seems.
Has she seen this film?
She has seen the film.
And what does she think?
You know, I think her initial response, she was a little anxious, and I honestly, I think that she, you know, there was some anxiety about how different moments were going to be handled, but I think also it's just a kind of a very, you know, human response to feel like, oh my gosh, why did I say that, and what was I wearing, and, you know, that haircut's ridiculous, and, you know, I think for her to kind of see all this archival footage that she probably hasn't seen maybe in 40 yeah. years or some of it ever was, you know, going back in history for her and bringing up some of those moments in time. But I think that she also has come to appreciate, and she was very positive even after the first screening, but it premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. It's shown at, you know, dozens of film festivals around the country. And it's, I'm happy to say, has been received really well and very positively. And I think that she's been able to feel that, and so that's been a positive experience for her.
And it's, as I said, it's a great history lesson for those who lived through many of those events to see that footage again and realize just how integral your father and your mother were to this whole thing. It's very amusing to me that during the film, several times I think you and your sister Courtney will say something like, I think it was Courtney who said, "It really bothers me when I'm introduced as the daughter of Robert Kennedy. What about Ethel? She's the one who raised us, and she's so modest." And I think all of you share the opinion that she should, you know, she deserves a lot more credit. She didn't, even at the end of the film, she doesn't take credit.
Yeah, she's not good at taking credit, but she really has played such a significant role. And, you know, of course, our father is, you know, has played such a well-known role, and all of us, you know, have such obviously great deal of admiration for him and everything that he stood for. And so none of this, of course, is to take away from him, but to really shed light on the role that she played, sometimes more in the background, sometimes in the foreground, but, you know, a role that very, very few people know about. And so, you know, as we opened the interview, this was a hard film for me. It wasn't a film that I jumped into, but I was driven in part because I felt like her story really hasn't been told. And it adds to the discussion and the understanding of these events, and the role that my mother played, the role women play, you know, through that history, and which during that time may have been a more background, but equally, you know, a very important role nonetheless. So it's nice to be able to share that with folks.
Well, thank you. I've been talking with Rory Kennedy, who has made a beautiful film, a very moving film, about her mother, simply titled Ethel. And it is on HBO. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Rory.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, and I hope folks will tune in on October 18th on HBO and watch it.
Thank you.